You are listening to the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman and co-host Kim Spence Mullen. This podcast provides a variety of topics that affect you as a federal employee. Our mission at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is to get to know you and understand your needs, wants, and long-term goals. Now, let's join Elizabeth and Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast, and I am here with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman. My name is Kim Spence Mullen, and man, are we excited to talk to you today. This is going to be a great day, Elizabeth, because when we left off on our last podcast, we kind of gave a little not really teaser, but, you know, dangling the carrot, I guess, you know, in front of our friends to say, you do not want to miss where we're headed now, because after all the funny stories and talking about your years of experience in the federal government, you brought up a subject that I know perked everybody's ears, and that's the word millionaire. And you mentioned the fact that in 24 years of service in the federal government with the Postal Service, that you said, after all my years of dealing with TSP, nobody ever told me that I could be a TSP millionaire, but you have unlocked the source and information on this very valuable tidbit that we're going to be sharing with people.
You know, my 24 years of federal service, along with the last 12 doing what I'm doing now, helping federal and postal employees, that's almost 37 years. I'm working on my 37th year of this. And Kim, in all that time, I've never been as excited as I am right now, holding this ebook in my hand, looking at the pages, knowing I'm getting ready to share 10 of the things that people could follow to become a TSP millionaire. I never once thought I could become a TSP millionaire. And I started, as I mentioned last time, I started full time. I started with a wonderful career making more money than the associate lawyer was in my law firm, as I mentioned. And if there was ever anybody that was set in a way that could have been a TSP millionaire, it certainly was me. And I didn't do it because I didn't know how to do it. But even worse than that, Kim, this is what I want to instill today, today's podcast. I want to instill that hope in the listeners that if you happen to be early on in your career, if you happen to be midway into your career, there is hope towards you becoming a TSP millionaire. There's been a lot of people that's already reached that status. But even if you're later in your career, even late in your career, just knowing these things, what we've discovered from other TSP millionaires, will help you set yourself up for a much better retirement than what you'll have not understanding the information. So I am excited to bring this topic, how to become the next TSP millionaire, the 10 things that you must follow to become a TSP millionaire. I'm ready, Kim.
I love it. And so everybody wins by listening and hearing this information. That's the exciting part. And this is an actual ebook that's available to everybody listening. And what we want you to know is, of course, as Elizabeth is going to share the tidbits and things that she does through these next podcasts, you know, we're not sitting and reading every word of the book. So the best way to get all the detailed information is to go to the website. We'll give that information here in just a little bit. But we're going to kick off today with parts of the ebook. And actually, we'll just start with the introduce us to who are these TSP millionaires.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about how my firm, my practice, got my hands on this. So a couple of years ago, I'd actually hired a business coach. I wanted to be more effective with my federal and postal employees. I was ready to take my business to the next level. Mm-hmm. My son joined my firm. Brian Fentress is the vice president of my business. And I, you know how it is when it's our kids. We want everything good for our kids. We want to make it the best it can be. So I hired a business coach. And it was literally through some connections there that I met a gentleman who introduced me to these principles and these concepts. And I've now networked with them. I'm Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is now an affiliate with their business. And we are set out to get this ebook into the hands of every federal and postal employee that's out there because it's that good. We just believe that this is information that if you work for the federal government, you need this information. So with that, you know, I was amazed to find out how many TSP millionaires there are. In fact, it's skyrocketed in recent years. And most of them just did it the old-fashioned way by contributing the maximum amount that they can contribute to their plan. Mm-hmm. That also, by the same token, maximizes the government match. And then most of them invested in the stock index, the C fund, the S fund, and the IN fund. So, but literally, the way this has grown, back in the day, I started under the new FERS system, Federal Employee Retirement System. So quite frankly, I'm not sure there was anybody out there that truly had done the numbers about how to become a TSP millionaire. Now, they had run the numbers enough that in my orientation, they had said to me that if you take full advantage of the matching funds and maximizing your contribution, you could end up with as good of a federal retirement as the civil service system, or maybe even better. FERS retirement could be better for you than what a civil service retirement system retirement was. Well, quite frankly, knowing that they had just slashed our pensions by 2/3 when they did away with the old civil CSRS system and created FERS, I don't quite think very many people, if anybody out there, believed it. I didn't believe it. And here's that piece again, Kim. I keep coming back to it. If you don't believe you can, you won't. I'm going to repeat that. If you don't believe you can, you won't. So if it starts with believing you can, then take the first step. Because back in my day, when there were no TSP millionaires, it would take a very systematic process in the way to go about it. So right now, today, as of the end of this past year, according to the Thrift Savings Plan itself, there is a total of 6.1 million participants in the TSP plan. And the average years of contributions, this kind of surprised me, is 10.68. So that means 6.1, in fact, the exact number is 6,134,105 people participate in the Thrift Savings Plan. That includes current employees and retirees, and it includes beneficiary spouses. The average year of contributions to those accounts are 10.68. Of those, just at the end, the fourth quarter of last year, the numbers rolled over more than 100,000 TSP millionaires.
Wow.
The one with the most has over 10 million in TSP.
Wow.
Now, that person cheated just a little bit because they rolled over a 401k from a previous employer into their TSP. So I have to say that up front. Mm-hmm. But $10 million in their TSP.
Wow.
Over 100,000 millionaires. There's almost, in fact, it's right at the 100,000 mark for people between 750,000 and a million in their TSP. And there's well over 200,000 participants that have over $500,000 in TSP. The numbers are there. I mean, they're skyrocketing. More and more people are entering the millionaire category in TSP. I just ask my readers, why not you? Why not you?
Yes.
And there's ways that you can do this. So anyway, the success of these TSP investors alone ought to tell the American public that these are smart people that we ought to copy. We ought to emulate these people. But, you know, many federal workers saving for retirement in their TSP, they don't even take full advantage of the maximum matching that they offer available for them. I mean, that's free money, folks. Free money. I put in 5%, they'll match 5%. Now, we in the federal market, those of us in the federal service and postal service, we talk about the 5% matching. There's a breakdown to that. They're going to, if you're a FERS employee, they're going to pay 1% into your TSP plan, whether you contribute or not. Okay. And it takes you 3 years to vest in that. And then the next 2%, they match dollar for dollar. And then the next 3%, they match 50 cents on the dollar. That's a total of 5%. So in our federal lingo, we talk about 5% matching. That's what's available. But that's the technical piece to that. And so this ebook that we have in Becoming a TSP Millionaire includes important things that you need to do. And it also includes the pitfalls that you need to avoid that would actually set you up to potentially be a TSP millionaire. And again, I like how you said it while ago, Kim, everybody wins with this. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're early in your career, midway through your career, at the end of your career. It doesn't matter if you spent most of your career not contributing to TSP. Mm-hmm. The point is you can make a significant difference between now and when you need to pull these funds for your income in retirement in your status when it comes time. I mean, there is hope for everybody out there. So again, this guide, this ebook that I've got in my hand has these 10 lessons that we've learned from other TSP millionaires. And by following it, you'll be on the right path to not only have a better financial income in retirement, but possibly becoming a TSP millionaire. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is. And you know, the information that you talk about, Elizabeth, so many times we think, well, it's what I don't know that's hurting me, but it's also, it's what you don't know that you don't know that is really costing you at times when and it comes to situations and things like this. And this resource is available to you for free. It's available on the website right now at www.febcnow.com. www.febcnow.com. This is the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast. Elizabeth Inman is the president and founder. I'm also going to give you the phone number to call if you would like to talk to someone in person for information. And it's a toll-free number. So no matter where you're listening to this podcast, then you can call, you can go online and get this great resource. 833-693-3388. Okay, so Elizabeth, you mentioned about that 5%. So that is part of lesson number one, you said. It's determine a path to contribute at least 5%.
That's right. You need to really evaluate where you're at and then determine that path to where you can get to the 5%. According to the latest published annual report from the Thrift Savings Plan, 30% of the participants are actually contributing 5% or less, but actually less than 5%. 30% are contributing less than 5%. So that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Of the 6.2 million, almost 6.2 million participants, that less than 30% of them are even taking full advantage of the matching. That's step number one, yeah, is to find a way to start with 5%. You know, you're missing out on free money if you don't. You could already be contributing that 5% and you don't even know it, because as of October the 1st of 2020, there were some changes that took place. And one of those changes is an automatic enrollment percentage for TSP that increased from 3% to 5% of basic pay. So if you enrolled with just the default option into TSP on or after that date, congratulations, you're already contributing pre-tax income at the 5% rate. So you're well on your way. Hmm. And if you're not, you can start just increasing. So right now, today, log in to tsp.gov. And if you're not at that 5% rate, and hey, even if you are, mm-hmm, even if you're contributing 10%, if you're contributing 15%, right now, today, add one more percent. I mean, the chances of you missing that 1% is very small. Mm-hmm. You probably pay that much in coffee for your stopping and getting your drinks, mm-hmm, on your way to work and your way home from work. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you can't start that 5% rate right now, the most important thing is that you begin right now Start right now. And a great way to ease into it, as I mentioned, is to start with that 1% increase. And then every single time you get a raise or you get a COLA, increase it by 1% at that point in time. And this allows you to increase your contributions and you don't even feel a loss of income for the most part. I've had many, many people that's done that. I remember a time, Kim, when locally there was a participant here in our area that their facility was going to be closed. And when I met with this particular person, she was raising her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know if her job was going to be riffed, if she was going to continue, you know, be able to work or not work. And here she was raising her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And she told me, in fact, she had tears in her eyes. She said, "I don't know what I'm going to do if I lose my job because I'm raising these grandbabies and I've never put any money into the TSP and I just don't have anything." You know, at least I was able to give her some good news and say, "Well, yes, you do. Because you're a FERS employee, they've put 1% in for you." Mm-hmm. So thank goodness for that. But anyway, there's lots and lots of stories out there. But what's most interesting is that the TSP participants contributing more than 5% are the most satisfied with TSP. So in 2021, that Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, which is the managing board for the Thrift Savings Plan, and they oversee and they administer the plan, they partnered with the Gallup to take a survey and sample some 36,000 TSP participants. Of the 50% of respondents who said they contribute more than 5% towards their TSP, 94% are satisfied with TSP. Compare that with the 29% who responded that say they contribute at the 5% level and the 10% who contribute less than 5% towards the TSP. It shows that you're so much happier with the TSP when you see those funds growing, when you know you're getting that free matching and you're taking progressive steps towards bettering yourself through your TSP. So among those groups, the satisfaction with a plan is 90% and 86% respectively. So if you enrolled in the TSP before October the 1st of 2020, you could have elected to contribute an amount lower than 5%. You need to know that.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to find that out, if you'll just call our number that you mentioned, Kim, 833-693-3388, we've got trained national benefit coordinators that will help you get the information that you need. If you're contributing at a lower rate than 5%, then you should strongly consider increasing your contribution rate to at least the 5% or the 1% increments I talked about. And that way you can start making progress towards becoming a TSP millionaire.
Wow, that's so exciting, Elizabeth. And again, I'm going to give you the phone number to call, 833-693-3388. There are people that are available to help you understand, like you said, if you're not sure, to answer some questions, and then also to get this free resource. I mean, Elizabeth, that the value of having something in your hand that, you know, is there for that you're making available through the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, that's a treasure on its own.
It sure is. What I wouldn't have given to have had this book in my hand. You know, one of the charts that's in here in this particular chapter, Kim, shows a 30-year-old starting their career and all they contribute is 2%. So it's their 2% plus 1% for the agency matching. Mm-hmm. They would end their career 35 years later with $90,000 in their account invested in the G Fund. Example, that were at the same age 30, and they do the full 5% matching, they would be at
$180,000. Wow.
So those numbers right there are enough to get your attention. But again, more information in this book. This ebook is wonderful, and I know you all want to have a copy.
You can order it through www.febcnow.com. Thank you so much for joining us for the podcast today.
Thank you for joining us today. At Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, we want to help you develop, implement, and monitor a strategy that's designed to address your individual situation. Call us at 833-693-3388 or on the web at febcnow.com.